The Diary of Divine Mercy is one of the single greatest works of spiritual mysticism that we have in our church. And as the scriptures say, many people desire to see it and didn't see it. Many people desire to hear it and didn't hear what we are hearing. We are so incredibly lucky that in the previous century, this book was written by Saint Faustina. Now, if you're not familiar with it, it is exactly what it says, a diary of divine mercy. It really helps us to encounter the merciful side of God through Jesus Christ, through the writings of Saint Faustina, a Polish nun that lived around just before the time of World War II. So it's absolutely amazing, and you need to get your hands on it. And as we are finishing Lent and entering into this very unique time of Holy Week, I want to guide you through a series of videos that takes a look at it. Because as I will talk about later, the greatest feast that we have in our church is arguably the Feast of Divine Mercy, understood as beginning with Easter leading up to this climax that is unbelievable. And something that we should realize is what St. John Paul II would say is we need to read the signs of the times. And Jesus would say this as well. This Diary of Divine Mercy tells us that the end is near by the very fact that it's being given to us. That there is a Diary of Divine Mercy already tells us the end is near. And we should not be afraid, and we should use mercy as our shield to bring this message to other people, to convert them, and ourselves to experience deeper conversion. Right at the very beginning of the diary, Jesus addresses this issue. He says, the end is near. Here it is. In paragraph 83, read it for yourselves, he talks about the days of darkness, what we know as the 3 days of darkness, that we need to be ready, the signs that will be given, and what it will look like. Hear it for yourselves. Write this, before I come as the just judge, I am coming first as the King of Mercy. Before the day of justice arrives, there will be given to people a sign in the heavens of this sort. All light in the heavens will be extinguished, and there will be great darkness over the whole earth. Then the sign of the cross will be seen in the sky, and from the openings where the hands and the feet of the Savior were nailed, will come forth great lights which will light up the earth for a period of time. This will take place shortly before the last day. Amazing, indisputable signs that will make it clear to those who are ready who we are to believe in, Jesus Christ, and what we are to ask for, mercy. So knowing this, having this absolutely clear prophecy given to us by Jesus Christ in a book that is universally approved by the church. What should we do in this time of Holy Week, in this time of divine mercy and the season of Easter? We need to pray for many graces of conversion. I'm presuming that if you're watching this video, we already have it. But we need to pray for other people so that when this happens, they can turn and come into the church and come to Jesus Christ. Just because these signs are given doesn't mean that people will believe in Jesus automatically. I've seen this for myself, that people can see miraculous things right in front of them, and it doesn't mean that they believe. We need to prepare the ground, we need to till the soil and dig and leave fertility there. Our prayers, our sacrifices, our graces, so that the soil is fertile. So when this thing happens, people throughout the world and in your family and all those people, don't just see this as a spectacle in the sky, something to stir their curiosity, but rather something that's a sign of conversion. John the Apostle writes about these different signs that Jesus left, many of which did not lead to the conversion of many of the Jews at the time, some of which they did convert, but it wasn't an automatic turning of the heart. We need to help that happen. That is our job. So my friends, divine mercy is a sign that the end is near, and we need to work with the message to turn people's hearts to Jesus when God does his job of placing those signs in the sky. Do not be afraid. Dig deeper into this season in this last week. Become holier, become instruments of God's grace in the world. Spread the message of divine mercy. Get ready for Divine Mercy Sunday and get others ready by being instruments of mercy through your prayers, through your sacrifices, that they may receive the graces to convert. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.